Veterans Update. Legion, No Age Cap on Unemployability by Tom Philpott. Until December 2012, VA routinely verified, using IRS tax records, what veterans drawing the Individual Employability IU benefit reported they earned each year. Screenings were seen as important because eligibility can end if otherwise qualified disabled veterans have earnings that exceed federal poverty guidelines. The paper-based income verification process stopped when VA began developing an encrypted computer portal with IRS and Social Security Administration data to allow electronic verification instead. But that portal still isn't operating, proof that VA suspended its income verification process too soon. At a hearing before the House Veterans Affairs Committee in June, Bradley Floor, a senior advisor on compensation for the Veterans Benefits Administration, couldn't explain why VBA stopped verifying the earnings of 330,000 IU veterans before it had a replacement operating. This verification gap and other glaring weaknesses in how the IU benefit is administered, as documented by a new Government Accountability Office, GAO, report, had VA promising to implement the audit team's recommendations for ensuring that future IU claim decisions are more well-supported. It also had Congress giving the benefit fresh scrutiny and weighing more sweeping changes, including an age ceiling of 65 on eligibility for new applicants. That's an idea that veterans service organizations, including the American Legion, vehemently oppose. IU adds $5 billion annually to VA disability compensation for veterans with disability ratings below 100% who are unable to work because of service-connected conditions. By qualifying for IU, they receive compensation at the 100% level. An applicant must have at least one service-connected disability rated at least 60%, or two or more disabilities with a combined rating of 70% and at least one condition rated 40%. They must also be unable to maintain substantially gainful employment because of these disabilities. The gain in compensation is substantial. A 60% disabled veteran with no dependents receives $2,907 in IU benefits versus $1,059 if compensated based on rated disabilities alone. Reforms underway include improved guidance for VA claim reviewers on determining benefit eligibility and new quality assurance screens so that IU claim decisions are more consistent across VA regional offices. VA also promises to have electronic verification operating by January and to study whether age limits or requiring vocational assessment of claimants are reasonable steps to tighten eligibility. Committee Chairman Representative Jeff Miller, Republican Florida, said the audit raises the question of whether VA should consider age as a factor in determining IU eligibility. GAO found that more than 180,000 IU beneficiaries by 2013 were at least 65, a 73% increase in that age cohort since 2009. Even more surprising, according to GAO, 408 veterans 90 and older began receiving IU benefits for the first time that year. At the same hearing, Legion Legislative Director Ian DePlanc made three arguments against reducing or eliminating IU benefits based on age. First, current law is clear that a veteran's age shouldn't be considered in eligibility for VA compensation, he said. Second, the rising age of veterans qualifying for IU reflects today's workforce, with the number of working Americans older than 65 having doubled over the past 30 years, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Finally, most U.S. workers can build retirement nest eggs over the course of their working lives to support them in old age. That isn't true for many veterans with service-connected ailments or injuries, DePlanc said. There can be savings found in the Department of Veterans Affairs, he added, but an earned benefit that a veteran is entitled to is never a waste of money.